At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
We're here at the Green Tech HQ in Enniscorthy, and we're part of our roadshow that travels Ireland, looking at all the great towns that we have right across the centre, the country. Indeed, I wanted to meet some local businesses now, and I want to start with a business called the Evolve Health Store, and its proprietor is Matt Ronan. Matt, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Bobby.
Now, you're an interesting man. You're a vegetarian who comes from a beef farming background, so straight away I'd say you're a bit of a dichotomy.
There was always a bit of alternative in there. Yes, I was born into a beef farm. I quickly became a vegetarian at around 10 years of age, yeah. Declaring my independence, I suppose. And I continued with that business myself until I met my own wife, Nuala, and then she began the health food store, and I was gradually sucked into that business. I was always fascinated by it.
So this health store has been about for 30-odd years. Mm-hmm. It's been in four different locations.
Correct.
Within Enniscorthy.
That's right.
Right.
Yes.
So you're a man who knows about the town then. What did you make of what Conor Skeehan and Eddie Shanahan said about Enniscorthy?
What Conor was detailing there, I thought, was music to our ears, because as a member of the Enniscorthy Business Association, so all of the retailers and the businesses within the centre of the town, I think we thought we'd been knocking our head off of a wall in saying that exact message that he's detailing, which is that the lifeblood of a town like Enniscorthy is the car coming in.
Yeah.
I love that he mentioned even the rich hinterland which surrounds Enniscorthy. There certainly is wealth surrounding Enniscorthy. The challenge seems to be to give that wealth an opportunity to come into the centre of the town and for to bring that richness in with it.
Yeah.
So if we can facilitate that customer and make their customer experience of coming in, finding easy, low-stress parking, I think Enniscorthy could develop organically very, very well.
Just a brief bit on your own business,
mm-hmm.
The health store. I know you have your own unique range of things, but the health business must have changed considerably over the last 30 years.
It certainly has.
Yeah.
If I remember the first store, which was about as big as a cupboard, half of it was stocked in teas and herbal teas and a few jams. And it has become so much more sophisticated and in a sense scientific since then as well. So the advent of food supplements has come along and has become a huge part of what we do. And in a sense, helping people to improve their health, for to deal with the challenges that they're facing on a daily basis. That's a big part, and that's what I suppose inspired us for to create our own range.
And business is good?
Business is great, yes.
Right.
I mean,
stay with us. That's Matt Ronan there from the Evolve Health Store. Let me talk to Dermot Kavanagh of Smith's Home Value. Now, I saw your shop yesterday, Dermot. Again, a little gem right in the heart of town. I saw you have your own parking out the other side, and I just thought, I looked at what you were selling. I also noticed that you were a gunsmith. As in articulated from the wonderful sign outside, or is that just marketing?
Yeah, no, we did have a gunsmith at one stage. We no longer have, but we've evolved and changed the whole look of the store to become a more department store. We're very soft hardware type of store nowadays, and as you could see with the different departments within it. It's been a great help to have that car park behind. I'd like to iterate what Matt says about that. Car parking is so important to us there to get that customer in. I mean, we're blessed that we literally have to go outside the back door, carry the paint out, help the customer, and it's a huge plus.
But particularly for a business like yours, where somebody's buying things like paint, like pieces of furniture, You can't be traipsing around the streets carrying that type of stuff.
Absolutely.
So it needs to go straight from the shop into the boot of a car or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that's essential.
Well, we encourage our staff all the time to give the hand, to give the customer, to carry it out, lift it out for that customer, because it's all down to customer service all the time, and that's what we pride ourselves on.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, I'm delighted to welcome to the programme Esperanza. So Esperanza Hernandez is from the Old Roots Winery and, would you believe, Vineyard in Wellington Bridge. You're so welcome to the programme, Esperanza. How are you?
Good, and you?
Now, tell me, because I'm scratching my head here, saying, who in God's name would make wine in Wellington Bridge? There's got to be a really good story behind that.
Well, yeah, it has to be a little bit crazy people, but also people with the idea of making a wine business, a wine industry in Ireland, because it's not the first vineyard, I have to say that. There are small vineyards, small plots all around, with a few hundred plants maybe. But we had the idea from the beginning to make an industry of this, to make it's not just growing grapes, it's making a very good wine, and put Ireland into the map of wine-producing countries. I'm sorry.
Fantastic. So as I understand it, the wines are kind of German in style. They're all white wines, are they?
No, we also have red wines, but from our 22 harvest that is being sold now in hotels and restaurants. We have a very few reds, so it was sold out. But from 23, we already have wines, and they will be bottled in the following days. So, yes, there is also red.
So how many bottles of wine are you actually producing in a good year?
That depends. In a good year, it could be closer, maybe 18,000. It could be we have a small premises now. We have a winery, but it's a small premises. So we are constrained by this premises. This is the reason why we have applied for a new winery. We have been approved. And once we build the new winery, we will be talking about 100,000 bottles.
That's fantastic. Round of applause for Esperanza. Well done. Now, my next guest is Mary B. Walsh, and Mary is the Managing Director of Irwell Pallets Limited. Again, close to town, I believe. Mary, tell us a little bit about you and your business,
Thank you, Bobby, for inviting me onto your Open for Business programme. Delighted to be here. Yes, we're pallet manufacturers based in North Wexford. We're in business 34 years and we're employing 47 people there. We're manufacturing pallets, boxes and crates, supplying them to the food, pharmaceutical, medical devices, construction, agricultural sectors. So
Right. Every
sector that's manufacturing a product and they need a transit tool to move their products globally and nationally, we produce the pallet for them.
Is the pallet a kind of an international size standard or do different countries have different sizes?
There are standard sizes, but there are also bespoke, specific to specific industries.
Right.
But they're all recyclable, reusable, and the most sustainable method of moving the supply goods of chains moving globally.
And I'm told that to have the pallet at its prime, you have to use a kiln-dried wood.
Kiln-dried and heat-treated, yes. We do that on site in Irwell. That's for the food and pharmaceutical and medical devices companies where we kiln-dry down to specific moisture content, and we heat-treat the pallets to eliminate any bugs on board so that they're able to move internationally then freely and move goods in a safe way.
And finally, Mary, can I ask you, in the 34-odd years that you've been producing pallets, has it become much more automated in terms of how you make them now versus traditionally how you did it?
Yes, absolutely, Bobby. We are not growing our numbers of people, but we're growing the levels of automation and robotics year on year. For sure. So the structure of the pallet itself hasn't changed much from the 60s when they were designed, but how they're made has changed dramatically.
Absolutely.
We're increasing automation, upskilling our teams so that they're managing robots and machines to produce the product.
All happening here in North Wexford. Well done, Mary.
Thanks, Bobby. Thank you.
Now we always like to check in on a bit of hospitality, and there's a a fine premises on the river right here in Enniscorthy. It's called the Riverside Park Hotel. The owner, Colm Neville, is with me. Colm, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Bobby. Thanks for having me.
Now, I passed by yesterday. I saw wedding activity outside the hotel. Are weddings the lifeblood of your business, or are they very important component of your business, Colm?
Yes, Bobby, certainly a big part of it for sure. We do up to about 100 weddings every year. We'd have had a wedding on Thursday, yesterday, and again today. So,
as long as the brides don't meet, it's fine.
That's right. Exactly. So, no, we're blessed with a great crew there that look after the brides when they're in. Vast majority of them local and Enniscorthy people. And I think probably the unique part about a lot of hospitality in Wexford, not just ourselves, is maybe the friendly local staff and the greeting that people get, and hopefully good care and good customer care.
Tell me about a hotel such as your own, Colm. You know, in a town like Enniscorthy, I think there might be one other hotels. You've 100 odd bedrooms. The other hotel has 60. Do you not have to be a kind of a jack of all trades in a town like this? When you say weddings are important, there's corporate customers, there's local people coming in for funerals, bar mitzvahs, whatever it is, that you really have to be all things to all people.
There's no doubt about that. Obviously, you've got to maybe decide the sort of standard you're trying to deliver and try and stick by that, if you know what I mean. But there's no doubt about it. It's a broad, broad range. We've got some great companies, BD Bard, Reynards. We've got some great employers in the Enniscorthy area, and they give us business and they bring in business to us.
Yeah.
And of course, the agri sector and the food producers all around Wexford are really, really strong. So again, business from them, but leisure guests as well. You know, I hear a lot maybe about things that we do or don't have in Enniscorthy. But what I can say is that certainly talking to my customers, they love Enniscorthy. They love coming back again and again. And a lot of my customers, a lot of my leisure customers are back 5 and 6 times a year.
There
and that's
go.
Because they really enjoy what we have in Wexford to offer, you know.
Well, I hope they might invite us back. I'm not sure about that, but we'll do our best. Thanks very much, Colm. Well done. Yeah. And finally then, I want to talk to Pat Hernan, who's the general manager at Murphy Precast in Enniscorthy. Interesting business, Pat. Tell us maybe what you do.
Hello, Bobby. We're a precast manufacturing company. We're based slightly outside of the town on the Old Dublin Road. I suppose we like to look at it as the golden mile of Enniscorthy between the northern roundabout, the southern roundabout. There's in or around 3,000 people employed with different companies. At the moment, we've got 23 or 4 staff in the facility. We produce a couple of 100 tonne of precast products weekly and ship them all over the country into the UK, France and Germany. We're a lean manufacturing company, so we've a focus on continuous improvement.
So you're all hugging each other.
We're hugging each other.
In the morning before you start pouring the concrete.
We have a morning meeting at 8 o'clock every morning, and all staff come in. We play a bit of music, we stretch, we do our warm-ups. And look, it's a fantastic culture in Murphy Precast, and it's a communication process as well. It keeps the rope tight, the communication between the office and admin, right out to the manufacturing and to our drivers. It keeps that communication.
So what sort of products are you making that listeners will be familiar with? Troughs and things.
Yes, cattle drinking troughs. We're the market leader in Ireland, thankfully, on the cattle drinking trough market. We also manufacture a lot of sports and recreational products. So we're producing team shelters, likes of dugouts for pitches of all types. We also do bike shelters.
Go on. I hear you're cheap on the bike shelters, are you?
No. We were too expensive for that job.
But you were the underbidder there, were you?
Slightly. But we also manufacture sea swim shelters, sports tables, outdoor concrete table tennis tables and curveball tables, which there's a massive market for there at the moment. So it's all very good. We're looking at the construction industry as well. So we're moving into that as regards retaining us down to, as Mary said, about the lack of labour, you know, in construction, pre-finished concrete walls, that type of thing. Got a massive opportunity there.
Okay.
We're just back from France there. We were at a show in France in Claremont, and from that, we've met some great companies. Some of them were actually precast companies like ourselves, and they were massively impressed with the finish on our concrete, so they're looking to work with us going forward into
good stuff.
The Belgian market.
Great to hear a good business story like that. Solid business, Pat Hernan there, General Manager at Murphy Precast. And bike shelter builder as well.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.